Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with actor Parker Stevenson. Listen as we chat with Parker about the Hardy Boys and more. How'd you get started in acting?
The beginning of the summer when I was 14, I was sitting on the front porch of the house, and I thought, I'm out of here. I want to go find, you know, what's on the outside. And I convinced my parents to let me go stay in New York City because my mother was an actress. And my excuse was that I wanted to, you know, try acting. I just really wanted to get out of the house. It's the truth of it. And they let me go. And my apartment sat in the city for some friends of my parents, you know, from that time on, and was in New York and started working. Did commercials, and then it turned to films, and then some more work, and then... And I went to college. I worked all the way through high school and college. And it was interesting. It was always kind of fascinating, and I liked the experiences of it, but I didn't think it's what I wanted to do. And then when I graduated, I had done a couple of films, Lifeguard being one of them, with Sam Elliott. It was this little special experience. It was an ease about it, and the director, a guy named Daniel Petrie, who had gotten an Academy Award for Raising the Sun, with Sidney Poitier. As a director, he had an ease and a calm about him that was just liberating to work that way. It wasn't chaotic, it wasn't frantic, and it was about what we're doing right now, talking, connecting, and that shifted everything. And I started to rethink about, you know, how I felt about acting, and that's when I'm really committed to it.
Would you say The Hardy Boys is what jump-started your career?
The Hardy Boys is a big thing. Because I didn't know it was going to be a big thing. I didn't expect it to be a big thing. And while we were making the show, it became a big thing. And a lot of it was because of Sean. Sean's music. Sean Cassidy, you know, went on the road. He'd go out on the road on weekends and be performing. But that popped the show. The show got really successful. And it did change everything because I'd done films before, smaller films. And suddenly that had a big audience. So it changed everything.
What was it like on the set?
It was kind of like being on a campus because there were 14, 16 shows being made at Universal then, and the tour was just beginning. They were just starting to have the trams go through the sound stages. So there, we'd go to lunch, and I'd be sitting next to Alfred Hitchcock, who didn't know who I was and was wondering why I'm sitting next to him, or Robert Blake or Robert Wagner, or there were all these shows going on. And Sean and I kind of fell into that world for those years. It's 3 years of doing that. And so it was a whole nother, you know, studio experience, like, you know, from the old days. You know, being a contract player where you're with all these other actors all doing shows and you're all comparing notes and working together and visiting each other on the sets. It was like being on a campus, really. It was great, really great.
How do you handle the early success?
I had a little sense of that from doing films. People would stop me sometimes and talk to me about it. But it wasn't like doing The Hardy Boys where people were chasing us, especially Sean. And that became... I remember going to see the King Tut exhibit, and the gold mask of the King Tut exhibit was in this lucite box, and you wait in line for half an hour to get right up to look at it. And as I was looking at the mask, right on the other side of the mask, I saw people peering around looking at me. And I was like, no, you want to be looking at this mask. Trust me, this is what you want to be looking at. So it's just bizarre. It's bizarre because you're the same guy you were 5 years before when no one cared. And then it goes. It comes and goes. I've been up and down so many times I can't count it. It just is the ebb and flow of life. We do well in life. We have struggles in life. Things go well again. And that's what showbiz is like. It mirrors that.
Any favorite people you enjoyed working with?
In my earlier days, I loved working with the older movie stars that would come in and do guest spots on shows. There was a guy named Ray Milland who had gotten an Academy Award for a movie called Lost Weekend, and he did a guest spot on The Hardy Boys. And I spent 2 weeks sitting with him on the set as he told me stories about the Hearst Castle and the parties there and what it was like at the studios and what was happening on the sets and the different people he worked with that he admired. To get all that connects you to a sort of a legacy of the business, which is really interesting.
What was it like working with Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah, I did two Alfred Hitchcock episodes. I didn't work with Alfred Hitchcock himself. I just had lunch with him, which is really strange. But I did two episodes of that, the second of which Burt Reynolds directed, and that was with Martin Sheen and Robbie Benson. I had worked with Burt a couple of times, and I loved him. And he was, if I have a mentor in this business, it was Burt. And so that experience with just that group was really, really interesting. And at the end of it, they cut my head off and put my head in an ice bucket. That's how that episode ends. When I first worked with him, his manager asked me to go meet him at a Directors Guild dinner. And when I went over, he said, we're going to work together. He said, you're not going to believe me, but we're going to work together. And I shook his hand and said, well, I love that. And I went back to my table and I thought, yeah, right. And about a month later, he called and said, I'm sending you a script. There's no part in the script for you. And you're going to get an offer. Don't worry about it. It's going to be great. Just say yes. Just say yes. Don't negotiate. Don't cause problems. Just say yes. And so I did. And that was Stroker Ace. And I was opposite Bert in that race car movie. And it was a great experience.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.